More patients are seeking care at California's public hospitals as the economy worsens. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Mina Kim. As more people lose their jobs and their health insurance, they're turning to public hospitals for their care. According to a recent survey by the California Association of Public Hospitals and Health Systems, the number of patients increased by 4%, or 100,000 additional patients over a one-year period. CAPH conducted the study of its members by comparing their patient data for the month of October in the last 2 years. It also found a 10% rise in the number of patients without health insurance and a 19% jump in the number of uninsured seeking care in emergency rooms. Melissa Stafford Jones is president and CEO of CAPH. She says the spike is just the tip of the iceberg.
The unemployment rate itself has grown tremendously since the time of the survey. All signs seem to be that, you know, the job loss in our state and across the country is going to be continuing. So I think the impact on the public hospitals is going to be more severe as more and more patients are turning to them.
At the end of last year, Santa Clara Valley Medical Center reported a 1/3 increase in new patients to its emergency room. And in January, it set an all-time record in the number of ER visits within 24 hours, 380. William Jensen is chief of medicine at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center. He works in the hospital's intensive care unit and staffs a walk-in urgent care clinic. Jensen says it's common to see people who've lost their jobs and their insurance suffering from life-threatening illnesses.
A couple weeks ago, I saw a patient who had had that exact scenario, loss of job, loss of insurance, and then pretty much waited till the medicines had run out. And this person had diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol, and was on multiple medicines to control those. And by the time they made it into urgent care, their blood pressure and blood glucose levels were both at dangerously high levels. We were able to re-prescribe their medicines, get them back on track, and see them for a follow-up visit and make sure that things were okay.
But like most of the state's public hospitals, Santa Clara Valley Medical Center is already overburdened and financially strapped. Across Santa Clara County's health system, which includes its hospital, mental health department, public health department, and Department of Alcohol and Drug Services, there's a budget shortfall of $104 million, driven by a combination of inadequate state payments and declining county tax revenues. Kim Roberts, CEO of Santa Clara Valley Health and Hospital System, is charged with closing that budget gap.
The reality this year is we probably are going to be facing issues like, for example, in our mental health area, actually no longer providing services to people who don't have insurance, which seems rather ironic at this time. But that's the kind of thing that we're facing with this kind of a budget cut. In our public health arena, you know, we have a $9 million budget reduction target, and we're talking about significant reductions in public health nursing. On the hospital and clinic side, I mean, we're doing a top-to-bottom redesign of how we practice that is allowing us to, at least for now, keep up with the demand that we're facing.
But that's before factoring in cuts made in the recently approved state budget. It slashes $54 million from safety net care pool funds for treating the uninsured and reduces benefits to Medi-Cal patients. Adult Medi-Cal beneficiaries, for example, are expected to lose dental and vision benefits. Robert says she's pinned her hopes to the federal economic stimulus package to offset the impact of the state's cuts.
Thank goodness that's out there. I mean, that's just, without it, we would be in incredibly difficult circumstances.
The stimulus promises California more than $11 billion for its Medi-Cal program over the next 2 years on the condition that it does not tighten its eligibility requirements. To help laid-off workers, it will pay 2/3 of their monthly COBRA premiums for up to 9 months. Anthony Wright, executive director of Health Access, a consumer advocacy group, says that will only help a handful of people.
There's a lot of people who are not eligible for COBRA. There's a lot of people who are not going to be able to afford 40% of the premium, given they just lost their job and their income.
An earlier version of the stimulus bill included a provision that allowed laid-off workers ineligible for COBRA or unable to afford it even with the subsidy to buy into Medi-Cal, but it was dropped from the bill's final version.
And so unfortunately, as much as this proposal will provide potential help for California patients, it will fall short of being able to prevent a spike in the uninsured to go along with the spike in unemployment.
Meantime, Chief of Medicine at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, William Jensen, says his hospital hasn't had to turn anyone away yet.
You know, we do the best we can to be efficient and keep appointments available, and we see absolutely everybody we can. But I'm sure at some point, you know, we'll max out on what we can do.
California's public hospitals provide care to about half of the state's nearly 7 million uninsured and trains almost half of all new physicians in the state. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Mina Kim. Thanks for listening.